Yeah, I think the PJ, if you came to our practices and you didn't know who he was, and then after the practice, I came up to you and said, "Hey, yeah, that kid right there, he's a freshman." You'd be like, "No way. He's at least a junior." And it's just the way that he plays. He's under control. He's strong with the basketball. He's a physical kid. He's a pretty good defender. He's got a great nose for the ball. The thing I like about PJ is he's not truly just a quote-unquote point guard. He's a guard. And what I mean by that is he can make point guard passes. He sees the play before it happens. But he can also play off the ball because he's just quick and shifty with it. So I've been really, really impressed with him.
But you picked up some guys with some real experience to kind of fill that gap in the backcourt as well as other parts of your team. Talk about those three.
Yeah, it's just, Landry is just a he is the best athlete I have ever coached. It's unbelievable the athleticism he has, and ball handling is really good. His passing is good. His defensive intensity is great. So I'm excited about him. He is an OVC type of a guy. And then Blaze, we had a spot open up late. Harry, it just was with BJ and PJ being a freshman and kind of unsure. And we just knew we needed a high character, older guy in that spot. And the thing about Blaze, again, much like BJ and PJ, is they don't have to just play the one. He's kind of a throwback, a Mark Jackson type of a point guard, if you will. Really good in the half court, stronger. And then Luke was one of the first guys that we got. And he's kind of that wild card for us a little bit in the sense that just at any moment, you just never know when he's going to rise up and make a three. He's a lefty, so a little bit different of a look. But the thing about him, too, is he's a great athlete. And he's just really, really good in transition. I think our team is going to be able to put a lot of pressure on the rim, and Luke can do that because now he can shoot three, he can get out in transition, and now it's just more of learning the speed and the pace and the physicality of the Division I game.